Right. See if glue doesn't work. I'm going home. Right. How do I get in there, folks? How many of you use glue?
Yeah.
Right. Right, folks. Okay, my name's Derek Robertson. I've been working with LT Scotland and Now Education Scotland for the past 5 years, kind of trying to lead on games-based learning and games design. And I think we've been reasonably successful in doing a lot of things. A lot of our practice has been kind of replicated throughout the UK and further afield. And it's really been grown by us, owned by us, an example of what good teachers do. And it would have been fantastic for that to have been really shared through GLOW more than it has been. However, what I've been trying to do is to promote this practice as best I can with my team, who I've now lost. That's another story, we won't go there. But Brian Clark, Charlie Love, Brian McLaren, not only Brian to some extent, who worked with the team also. I've lost a lot, so it's all back to being me again. So trying to work a bit smarter this year and make better use of GLOW, and how I can kind of continue in my efforts to try and build community and build practice and a sharing of practice that, as I said, is built, made by us and owned by us, and hopefully will impact on practice. Now, we're clicking yes. I've heard too many whines. So what we did was, in conjunction with Con Morris at CPD Central, who I think is a national treasure, the work he does with the GLOW toolkits and how he's trying to continue to reflect on his practice and reflect on community. Because I think we talk a lot about community, but I think we're still learning how best to nurture them and to grow them. Because I don't believe, as they say in the Field of Dreams, that if you build it, they will come. It doesn't happen. You've got to grow it. You've got to nurture it. You've got to water it. You've got to feed it. It doesn't just happen on its own. So we ditched the GLOW group, as it was. There's still tons of fantastic stuff in there, folks. The game design stuff that Charlie Love and Brian Clark did is really tremendous. And the work that they did in kind of garnering momentum over the past year and a half was really excellent, I think. It's just a pity they've gone back to school. But anyway, back on my own, without the sob story and the Whitney Houston lyrics, right? See, if you want to join the community, right, you go to the CPD Consulating Group, and at the bottom there's this link. The CPD Consularium wants you. So you go to CPD Consularium. Now, what we're doing here, folks, am I trusting this? Charlie, where are
you? You can trust it, but you don't need to, Derek. You can just carry on.
I'm going to do that now, right? Okay. See what happens when he goes back to school. Right, okay. What we've done, folks, we've built, as I said, CPD Consularium. And what I'm saying to you tonight is that I'd really like you to join this community within GLOW if you're a GLOW user. And I'd like you to share it with teachers, because I have a cupboard full of kit that I've acquired over the past few years. And there's a few people here tonight who've worked with me over the years who've done fantastic things with Guitar Hero, Nintendogs, Endless Ocean, all these ideas I put out there. We put out there, sorry folks. We all put out there. And to try and, as I say, impact on good learning experiences for young people. When you go to CBD Consularium, when you go in, your photo should appear. Where's mine? Look. That's awful, isn't it? Where's mine? Right, okay. And if it's not, you click on this button here. And when you click on that button, it tells you, please remember to use the hashtag consulating. Okay? And so when you click on OK, we'll go into this form. Right? And it's just tell us a bit about you. And don't be shy. We're getting a lot of people putting in avatars. You know, Deputy Dog and stuff. Deputy Dog was a cartoon from the 1970s for young kids. And he had a kind of psychic called Musky, if you remember that. Do you remember that? Right, okay, so put your details in, folks, okay? And really be as detailed as you can. Alright? And in here, this is hashtag. Please, put hashtag consulary, or you don't get sucked into my group. Alright? Put your photograph in. It'd be better to see what you look like, because there's nothing worse turning up and you meet somebody, and as I say, you're looking for a Deputy Dog. Okay? Now, the real reason behind this is that I'm really interested in us nurturing and growing and developing effective practice by teachers for teachers, so we can all learn from each other. And In the gate, we've got my consularium, which was, because I've only got 7 minutes, I won't go through it all, right? But the bit you're looking for, really, folks, I think you'll be interested in, is that there's the Get Game Here bit. Because all the kit that's in my cupboard is available for loan. Now, what you do, tells you here what you've got to do, right, over here, make your bid. So you can browse the catalogue at the bottom, right? And there's over 220 assets in here, and I'll be buying more in terms of updating the games and the toolkits that are available for you to loan from us. And so you have a wee look here, right? And now there's period one, which it tells you here, folks. Look, period one, I'm loading that out just now because that's between August and October holidays. So that one's out of the picture just now. But from period two onwards, so from October to Christmas, Christmas to the Easter holidays to summer, you can bid to loan equipment from us. But I've had lots of hits and lots of misses in working with schools across Scotland. And I just think the equipment's too good to waste. And the practice that happens is too good to waste. We need to kind of hear what you're doing with it. So what happens is, right, okay, I'm running out of time, sorry. What you do is when you actually go into, see the kit that you want, you can filter. So there's tons of DSs for loan, like class sets. I've got about nearly 30 Nintendo Wiis, 25 PS3s, like 25 Xboxes, Kinects. I've got 10 MacBooks, I've got a suite of 10 graphics tablets, 3D mice. There's tons of stuff in there that you guys and your colleagues would no doubt make better use of than sitting in my cupboard. So it's a case of get your hands on it. Get in there, bid for it. And how you bid for it, folks, is you do the filter to see what's available. And please check when it's available, because I've had to kind of write back to loads of people already to say, look, have you checked? You've asked for it in period two, it's out. My French coach stuff really busy just now. People really want French stuff, right? But when you see what you want, you go here, look, make bid here. And this is all about professional development as well, folks. And without people sharing their experiences and their thoughts and professional reflections, it's a waste of time, in my opinion. So what you've got to do is you just, once you join the community, your name will be available in the drop-down list, okay? You find it, your email, right, your local authority, etc. But the tasty stuff is here. Tell us about your class. Tell me about it. What you're interested in using. And so you'll go to the drop-down menu and you'll click on what you're wanting to loan from me. And you can have three selections. Use them, right? There's tons of stuff still waiting there. I've only had about 20 bids so far. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you come down here, say what level, sorry, what loan period you want it, and which level you're addressing. And I'm asking you, how do you plan to use this resource? Tell me, right? What CFE experiences and outcomes are you going to address? Now, here I'm asking you, what do you think the perceived impact on learning is in this box here? And also, in conjunction with the literacy team, they've asked me to add this year. Is there a literacy across learning focus? If there isn't, just say no. All right, you don't need to do it. And underneath here, at the bottom, we've got advice over here, this one here. Impact on the standard for full registration. Now, in Donaldson Review, it's talking about this playing a bigger part in teachers' professional development. So I've made a particular point of putting that in there to say, folks, what about your continuing professional development directly related to the standards of full registration? How are you addressing that? How is the use of this resource in your practice and impact on learning going to impact on your professional development? So you've got to tell me that. So what happens is, when you've done all that, folks, right, you save it. I see it's got, by the way, I don't like the word rejected, right? I should use a better word, but it gets pending, accepted or rejected. If it gets rejected, I phone you to say, look, folks, the people have got that already, or maybe your box hasn't been filled in, so I don't think I've rejected anybody yet. I kind of phone up and say, give me a bell, and we can chat this through. Right, so when you save it, it gets sent to me, and I then look at it, and I approve it, hopefully, or reject it, but nothing's been rejected yet, folks, because we're professional people. I'm sure when you fill this form in, it'll say everything needs to be said. So that comes to me, and then that's really the story, you know, in terms of how you make a bid. Now, where is my other... Is that time up?
Yeah,
folks, that CBE Consularium, it'd be fantastic to have
time's up.
All of you in. Hopefully you can join. Thanks very much.